live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Hey, hey, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going. Yeah, 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 we going. Yeah, 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 we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, hello, hello.
I am Jared, the football genius Burgess.
I am Stephanie Fitzpatrick, aka the Advantage Coach.
And this is episode 169 of the Fields of the World podcast.
Yes. We're trying not to laugh right now because it's fun.
We've done this a few times today.
Okay.
Feels like the Truman Show.
Yes.
Like we told you guys a few weeks ago, we're doing all Who's Really Rights this month. So our Who's Really Right for episode 169 is who are the most underrated NFL players, choosing one person on defense and one person on offense.
Yep.
Steph, what you got?
So we're doing defense first.
Defense first.
I don't know. People can say this is me being biased, but I really do believe it's been stated by multiple people as well that he is one of the most underrated defensive players in the league, and that is Mr. Deion Jones of the Atlanta Falcons.
See?
Just saying.
See?
No, he is. So, and I say that the same reason. So one of the reasons that I had to make myself not pick another ex-Falcon as the most underrated offensive player, because he is, while everybody's team has, you know, the general on the field, I think it's beyond just his talent. While he is amazing, the talent is amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
I think that if we want to really say somebody who's exceptional, who is not being recognized as exceptional, then we got to take it to what else they do. And I feel like him and his leadership on the field is paramount. And from the beginning, like, this dude came in that space.
He was one of the guys that Deion Jones came out of Clemson. You know what? I'm sure I'm misspeaking, I'll be quiet.
I don't think it's Clemson.
I'm trying to remember where he came from.
I can't remember where he came from, but was it Clemson? No, it wasn't Clemson. I don't believe it was Clemson. But either way, he is I feel like that he's just always, he's a natural leader. You know what I mean? He has a natural ability to lead, and it's just always been his, and he does it not just in the way that he, you know, captains the defense, he does it in the way that he comes and brings it every time.
Yeah.
He is also one interception away from tying the all-time record for pick sixes by a linebacker.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
and
that's
he's done it in a fraction of the games of the person who he would be tied with the record for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who that would be. Who would that be?
They say he's also recorded at least 100 tackles every year since entering the league. When he was hurt was the only year that he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, these are current players, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I, as you said that, I thought about somebody who was very underrated as a player, but he has just retired within the last year. Even though he hadn't actually played in a couple of years, he just retired from last year. Mm-hmm. My defensive player, huh?
Who was that?
I was going to say Antoine Bethea.
Got you.
Yes. But you know, that little bias there, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's okay. Look, I got a little bias too, clearly, but yeah.
So I actually have changed mine.
Oh, okay.
And I think that because they actually, these two players would have been teammates, because I initially, when we talked about this, I said Xavier Howard, right?
Right.
Well, these guys would have been teammates, but they sent him to Pittsburgh, and since he's been in Blitzburg, he has been phenomenal, but you just don't hear about him like that. So Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
You know, is somebody who we would have never expected to get traded.
No.
You know, in the beginning of his career, the way that he
Correct.
Did. So,
right.
I think that he has been quietly, you know, making a case for Defensive Player of the Year if it wasn't for someone named Aaron Donald.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard till he leaves. Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm going to go with Minka Fitzpatrick.
I like that. I like the pick. Not just because he's my cousin, but because I like him. I do.
I think the dude is. You got a few cousins around the league.
I got a few of them sprinkled up and through it. No, I like the pick. But I'm still going to say it's Deion.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for offense, who you got?
Somebody that probably is perfect for this, who's really right, because I feel like they get kind of off the grid because there are some other people who are similar to them that play, you know, for teams that are perhaps winning Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of got, and then he came in at the tail end of somebody else's career who's thinking about coming back. Anyway, I am going to say that my pick for offensive player is Hunter Renfro.
I like that pick. Yes, Hunter Renfro.
He has consistently been their go-to in the clutch.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what him and Devontae Adams do together, bro.
That's going to be nasty.
That's
going to
be nasty.
That's going to be nasty.
I got to. Hunter, he quietly goes about his business. They said he finished last season with 111 catches on 135 targets.
Oh, wow. That means that he's not dropping the ball much.
He's not dropping the ball.
And when you go to him, he's pretty much getting it.
9 touchdowns, 1,096 yards. He is consistently just doing what he does, but it's really under the radar because he's not Cooper Kupp. He's not, you know what I'm saying? He's Edelman. He not, you know what I'm saying? So But Hunter Renfro is my offensive pick.
So I had two that I was kind of debating against.
Okay.
And the reason why I felt like one of them was underrated is because, one, he played for the underachieving Cowboys. And I felt like a lot of the reasons why he didn't produce, especially in his last year, the way he should have, was based on the struggles of the quarterback. But so after thinking about him for a while, I had to go up to New York.
Okay.
To Buffalo.
Uh-huh. I think Stephon
Diggs.
Listen, is he underrated though?
He's very underrated. When we talk about the top five receivers in the NFL, his name does not come to mind.
You're right.
We talk about the Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We talk about who just got paid. Well, Terry McLaurin got paid, but, you know, we don't talk about him in that light.
No, he's not.
We talk about the Cooper Kupps. You said Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs doesn't get mentioned like that amongst those guys. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he should.
No, I agree. No, he's a beast now.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah.
I'm not saying that because he's from D.C. I'm not saying that.
Lord, have mercy on our souls about the DMV, Jesus. All right. Yes, Lord. But yeah, he's no, I agree. He is an amazing player.
Yeah.
So I agree. And then he is not. And I don't know why. It's so weird. I mean, you know, it's taken a few years of them consistently being good for people to believe that Buffalo isn't a fluke, right?
Right.
And so that may have something to do with mm-hmm. it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah. Because, yeah, he's always performed, though, but right. Interesting. Well, but okay. So,
yeah.
Y'all let us know.
Who's really right? Who's really right? Or, you know, obviously you guys probably have your own
absolutely one like choice, this, so probably do.
Mm-hmm. Your most underrated player in the NFL on defense and offense. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. We always love to hear that kind of thing because, you know, we're talking about a million people, basically, right. That it could be an option of. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now put the cameras on me. 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 Put the cameras on me.